Well, what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small dawn is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Welcome to St. John Forward Radio, where I've got an unintentional screen share going on. Luckily, I wasn't looking at anything too scandalous. This is the show. I'm the John Forward that's in the title. That's me laying down some fat rhymes in the intro also. This show is every Monday night from 9 till 10 p.m., broadcasting in all sorts of ways. I'm, of course, here in the local 107.3 FM studios at the University of New Brunswick St. John campus. So we're going out on the radio. We're broadcasting live on, where are we? We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We're on probably the local FM website, I would imagine. localfm.ca. I believe there's a live stream option there. And as always, audio versions available at johnforward.podbean.com. Largely unedited, those audio versions, but that's the only place that has not yet besmirched an episode with a copyright infringement. YouTube's usually pretty good. It just doesn't let me make money off of them, which I wouldn't anyway. But depending on who it is, video might not be available. Facebook is a bit worse. Facebook used to be the least policed of the platforms as far as copyright stuff goes, but now if it identifies something, it'll just completely mute it out of the video. So if you're watching the live stream after the fact on Facebook and there's large gaps, then that might be why. I remember years ago, it was three or four years ago, I had taken a brief vacation from smoking the marijuana. This was before it was legal. I was still on my break when it became legal. So whenever that was. I had decided to, purposely fall off the wagon. The first real time was I went to see the band Sleep on April 20th. I forget what year. 2018? When was that? I don't know. And figured that would be a good time, but I had made a video, just a fun little comedy sketch type deal in my basement, and I made a little video, and the song Hits from a Bong. Hits from a Bong or the Bong? I'm not sure. By Cypress Hill was part of the video, but that song, YouTube would not allow it. That video got completely blocked, and I mean, I could have replaced the song, but it kind of wasn't the same. So anyway, I managed to put it up on Facebook without issue back in the day. So that's there. I believe I don't remember what it's called. I don't know. You can look on John Forward Comedy if you want to go deep into the archives of several years of lovely content, such as the show that you're listening to. So, I haven't done a whole lot in my life in the past week. There's been some notable things. I had let's do some white privilege bragging. I've been working at the same place since September 2017, and I've got some concerns with my employment, but you know, I don't think there is a job that's always good and that never has any of the headaches that I have to deal with this one. But, you know, I'm in a management position, so a lot of the headaches are, not of my own personal doing. So anyway, there's some frustrations there, and I had been frustrated that, you know, I hadn't gotten a raise from the whole time, which, I mean, I don't even need the extra money, but, it felt like a bit of a slap in the face that, you know, there's been various excuses over the years. It's supposed to be, you do a performance review at the end of the year, and then, based on your rating, you get a certain percentage increase each year. So, yeah, I started in September 2017, January 2018, I hadn't been there long enough, so no raise, that's reasonable. January 2019 comes around, and apparently the company didn't do so well, so no raises for anybody. I handle the New Brunswick portion of the business, and New Brunswick was doing well. And then, of course, 2020, 2021, COVID times, so... But still, regardless of the state of the company as a whole, I feel like I'm more valuable to the company than I was, you know, walking in off the street with limited experience. And, you know, I'm pretty good at my job, I think. So anyway, that was a bit of a grumbling for me. But, you know, last week I had my performance review for last year and got a bit of a raise, so... You know, it's funny how quickly it goes from how dare these people, they don't appreciate me, I hate this, to oh, well, maybe it's not so bad. That happens pretty quick. Haven't received my first paycheck, which, I mean, we'll see how much the difference is in my take home on the paycheck before I get too excited. Anyway, I appreciated the gesture, so that's nice. I have not done anything really comedy related since last week, although no, that's untrue. I did an episode of Four Story Walk Up last Tuesday with Brian Godso and Arif Hussein. That's available, I don't know where it is on my stuff. I don't remember if I shared that on my, if that's on my YouTube channel or it's on my Facebook page. The StreamYard only lets us go out to three different places. So for sure, Four Story Walk Up is a page on Facebook. There's also a YouTube channel, which I've never looked at. And then it's also either on my own YouTube channel or on my Facebook, John Forward Comedy. I think that's where it was. Anyway, that's a more, it's a less me just boringly ranting about stuff that nobody cares about. That's a funny show. So in last week's episode, as I recall, was a pretty good one. So you might want to go back and check that out. You can subscribe to that one on Podbean if you prefer the audio, but you know, we've got the occasional visual element in addition to our beautiful faces that you might be interested in. But no stand-up comedy shows in the past week, which was a bit of a break after, you know, a couple of weeks earlier. I had a bunch of stuff kind of all at once after 2 months off and then a week of a bunch of stuff and then some time off, so this week is pretty quiet too, but I've got a few things coming up. Might as well get that out of the way at the beginning so I don't forget at the end. This is being recorded on Monday the 7th, so nothing else this week, but first off, we'll celebrate freeing the lip. The mask mandate gets dropped as of next Monday, the 14th, I believe. So that's pretty exciting. On Tuesday, the 15th, Shane Ogden is putting together a regular show at the pub down under uptown. So Tuesday, the 15th, I'll be on that with Shane, and I'm not sure who else. And then the 19th. Will be the first maskless and vaccine passportless No Jokes Bard show in a while. I don't think we've seen one of those since, I think there was one show that where the mask mandate was lifted over the summer last year. So anyway, no jokes barred on the 19th. Still putting that together. If you're a comedian and you're listening to this, I've got two spots left as of right now. Two people have since answered the Facebook post since I put it up right before the show. But those people were on last month. So anyway, priority to new people. If you're a brand new person and you live in St. John, I'd prefer that you come see it. And I've also got my first show in Fredericton in like 2 years coming up on Sunday the 20th. I don't even know where it is, but John Pickett, a comedian that I met when I was down in Halifax over December, is doing something or other. I'm not sure where, but anyway, he's going to be on No Jokes Barred also. Mostly for the past week, I'm glad that I've had comedy off because it allowed me to focus on what's important, which is the game Elden Ring. I feel like I should have Phil Smith on here to help break this down. Maybe I'll save that for a video game centric. We'll bring in our video game correspondent Phil Smith on a future episode. But anyway, I've been playing Elden Ring since it came out on the 25th. A little bit every day on the weekends. Many more hours than that, but it's fun. This is the newest game by the people that did Dark Souls and Demon Souls and Sekiro, and then a bunch of other old stuff that I never played. But I'm really enjoying it. Everybody's kind of gushing over this game. I think it is the best one yet, and I have been playing it a lot, but I'm not like. I don't feel like I'm like as sucked in as I used to be, which I'm not sure if that's a reflection of the game or just as me becoming an adult man and not being too sucked in. I enjoy it while I'm playing it, but I don't know. It's also very overwhelming. It's an open world game, but anyway, I'm not going to talk too much about it. This is a better conversation to have with Phil. What I was going to talk about tonight, I was also going to talk about this last week, but we had my guest Tyson Ardo, which was fun. I do enjoy having people on this show and doing interviews. Again, as I said last week, I like having guests, but I don't like having to ask guests to come on. So anyway, pitch me if you want to be on the show. I'm not picky. The World War III is possibly happening. Hopefully not. I want to say hopefully cooler heads prevail, but there's not a lot of cool heads in charge these days. So anyway, I've been reading about it for the past few weeks. I've been listening to speeches and podcasts and reading long, dry historical articles. It seems that, hold on a sec. We've got some, are you banned from what, Shane? No, you're not banned from the radio. If you want to come back on, you can come back on. Actually, that might be a good time. You can come on next week, Shane, and we can talk about the pub down under. Just make sure that you do not compare any modern-day events to atrocities from the past. I think that's mainly the deal breaker. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the Ukraine thing because there's a lot of bad takes happening on the internet, and I kind of wanted will we be doing it? I don't know if this is poor grammar or a quote, Shane. We will not be doing it because the Pub Down Under show is on Tuesday. Uh-oh, wait until you hear about my Ukraine theories. Well, there's it's turns out there seems to be a pretty strong Nazi contingent in the Ukraine, which I'm not going to get too deep into because the accusation has lost all... Oh, wait, we've got Tyson chiming in here. Shane, how the hell do you pull the Pub Down Under show? You must have a solid in. I was trying FFS, ha ha ha, JK, JK, LOL. Anyway, so I wanted to, I've been hearing, there's lots of straight up propaganda coming out about Ukraine. And I mean, it has nothing to do. First off, as I said last week, I'm pretty sure, invading Ukraine, bad. A lot of other stuff that people are talking about is only going to make things worse, and that's my main concern. But there's lots of straight up propaganda coming out. A lot of it is being debunked constantly. So I feel like the internet has a pretty good handle on that, but not my opinionated Facebook friends so much. And there's also a bit of history between kind of where this is all coming from. It didn't just spark off because Putin went crazy all of a sudden. Not justified, but there are reasons for it. So anyway, I've been reading, you know, drips and drabs. Is that an expression? Here and there over the past couple of weeks, just trying to wrap my head around it myself. And I tried to do some like final research and read some more articles earlier tonight before the show, but there's so much, it's so complicated. And I like most of you, I didn't know anything about any of this until 2 weeks ago. So it's a lot to digest for me. I've read enough about it that I've got kind of, I feel like I have a slight handle in my head. I don't know what's going to happen or why I don't know a lot of the whys or the what happens next. And you know, I'm not going to speculate, but I think I have a general sense of the history of the whole situation, at least, for the past, little while. I'm also starting to think that Putin is a bad man. Thank you for the comment, Shane. So anyway, there's just a lot, and the couple hours that I have to prepare for this before the show, I got like halfway through this gigantic article that I was reading, and I was kind of making notes, so I might give it a skim so that my efforts were not completely wasted. But just know, it's one thing to have a basic understanding of it. I'd like to have a conversation with somebody who knows what they're talking about. I probably know enough that I could have that conversation and ask intelligent questions. I don't know any real Ukrainian or Russian history buffs out there. If you're there, if you've known about what's going on before 2 weeks ago, you're probably in a better position than I am. So anyway, I did put some effort in, so I'll maybe go through some of my bullet points, but this is going to be by no means the definitive, hey, if you really want to understand, you better share this episode of St. John Forward Radio. Shane Ogden asks, what about those girl rockers that were banned in Russia? Play their songs. Was that Pussy Riot? Is that a thing? Maybe I don't know what their music sounds like. I don't know what the story is there. That sounds like a thing, though. But anyway, I'll go through what I had, what limited capacity that I can. And I mean, it's one thing to understand it, sort of, but to explain it in a way, I'm not really comfortable. Yes, them. All right. You know what? They were arrested for their music. I don't know anything about this. I know it enough that I could pull the reference, but anyway, we have I'm going to take a quick music break here. I've been rambling about nothing for 20 minutes. That was supposed to be a quick intro. Tyson from last week has requested that we play a track from his arch nemesis, that he's trying to reconcile with. So I just like I want to see peace between Russia and Ukraine and the rest of the world. I want to broker this peace deal between Tyson Arto and MC Art Boy. So I'm going to play, well, the YouTube video of this has three songs. It's called Bruxelles-Vanity, Visual Rap EP. So if you're just listening to audio, you might be missing something out. But anyway, this is En Tournesol Universel. I don't know what it's this. Sounds French, but it might not be. Tournesol is not a word that I'm familiar with. But anyway, here's that song, and I'll be back to poorly break down the Russia situation on St. John Forward Radio. Here's some MC Art Boy.
Lumière, la guerre du poète, la guerre ténèbre, un tournesol universel. Un tournesol universel. L'Europe rentre en guerre. Antiquité, modernité, universelle. Artistes peigneront les mitraillettes en pinceaux d'encre dorée. Histoire de passage dans la quadrature du cercle de papier. Depuis toujours, carte au mur, aux muses de l'illumination. Musées et compétitions, destruction d'anciennes civilisations. Un tournesol universel, un tournesol universel. C'est votre tour. Dans ce huis clos, nous serons toujours le bourreau d'un autre. Égo de l'aigle devant l'infinité de l'océan. Conquérir la technique d'assujettir et de finir sa liberté à ne pas savoir quoi penser. D'être libre, ivre et puis médire la société. D'investir la poésie. Les mathématiques des probabilités. Être un artiste de couleur, mais dûment aussi une philosophie. Cacher derrière la marque des banquiers. Être un cheveu riche. Être roi des rats. Vivre en groupe. Avoir des millions d'abonnés. Ma chaîne est une chaîne des conséquences. Je dois te payer. Payer pour avoir déserté l'armée de la prose et de la révolution. Pour les tournesols de Malibu. Soul de la vie. Perle magnifique, réveillez-vous. Faites une révolution pour la beauté. Je ne vous demande pas d'être sage. Or vos poètes ne vous ont pas appris la vraie valeur de l'esthétique assez. La sensibilité chinoise fut le paradis pour les arts et poésies. Dunkerque est un parallèle artificiel. Poubelle, ta liberté, ta beauté existe. Il n'y aura plus de cadre qui nous encage dans des cadres. Un tournesol universel. Un tournesol universel. L'Europe rentre en guerre. Antiquité, modernité, universelle. Artistes peigneront les mitraillettes en pinceaux d'encre dorée. Histoire de passage dans la quadrature du cercle de papier. Depuis toujours, carte au mur, aux muses de l'illumination. Musées et compétitions, destruction d'anciennes civilisations. Un tournesol universel, un tournesol universel.
And welcome back to St. John Forward Radio. Let's get that off the screen. So that was Universal. All right, hold on a second. We've got some more comments to catch up on, which is so we've got Matt Richardson will be the new UN appointed president of Ukraine when this is over. Okay, thank you, Shane Tyson. The title of that last song is it's in French. It translates to Universal Sunflower. Tyson says thanks. Shane says Wendy. I'm not sure what that's about. Wendy, are you watching too? I don't know. So MC Art Boy, I don't want to ruin the peace with Tyson. That was a decent. I liked the beat, but hip hop, I guess, is a very lyrics driven art form, and without understanding the words, it didn't really grab me. The beat was solid though, but I didn't know what you were talking about, so it's got less of an impact on me. However, I will also add, as far as, you know, the skill of rapping, maybe it's a language thing, but I don't know. It wasn't doing it for me. Not a bad song, but not something that I'm like, oh, hey, I should come back to that. So anyway, apologies to MC Artboy. You've had your chance. Let the fans decide. Do you like MC Artboy? Hit us up in the comments. We're pretty close to halfway through the show, so I'll throw in a reminder that you are listening to Local 107.3 FM, and this is St. John Forward Radio. Just in case, whoever's tuning into this, driving around in a taxi, I don't know who listens to this or how. Shane Ogden, KRS-One's new album is the hottest on the shelf. I haven't listened to it yet, Shane. It is on my Spotify list. I have it downloaded into my telephone. Hasn't even come up on Shuffle, which is odd now that I think about it. Or wait, is it a full first album? I feel like there was a single that came out. But I don't remember seeing the album. Do I follow KRS-One on Spotify? Yeah, I do. Oh, shoot. He does have a new album out. Let's add that to the list. So anyway, I'm a fan of KRS-One. So as far as the Russia and Ukraine thing, I guess before I get into my half-formed history lesson that I hastily researched before the show. Let's talk a little bit about why I was suspicious of the whole narrative of the whole thing. So, first off, the timing of this whole thing is curious. I am not saying that, you know, that somebody is like whispering in, hey, Putin, everybody's getting tired of COVID. Let's give something else to boost our ratings. I don't think that's the case. So I'm not sure. I still don't know after all of this stuff, like why all of a sudden now Putin has decided to do this. Seems unusual. If I wanted to go full blown tinfoil hat, shout out to East Coast Canadian, less so to the Confederate flags co-host. I mean, it almost seems like it would be coordinated. I don't think it is, but it's just a very curious coincidence that, like, in the wake of all of a sudden the world is dropping COVID mandates, what else happened? The trucker convoy happened, and Trudeau made a fool of himself throughout the whole world. I don't think Trudeau has the kind of juice to push for the invasion of Ukraine. If it was an American thing, America is a little bit more entwined in the whole thing than Canada is, so that would be more plausible, but the timing, I guess, isn't great, other than, I guess, inflation is bad. So the timing of it is really curious that this is all happening just in time for everybody calm down about freaking out about COVID. Now there's a whole new thing to freak out about. And pretty much all of the same people that were screeching about COVID constantly are the same ones that are screeching about this whole thing. So anyway, I lean contrarian. So when the worst people in the world, in the media and in politics and in positions of power, are all kind of telling the same story, then that makes me want to look a little bit further into it. I mean, all of the same people that lied about the Iraq stuff 20 years ago, it's got a very similar vibe, whereas this just all of a sudden, I mean, there's bad stuff that happen all over the world every day, I'm sure. And so it seems odd when the media and the politicians all decide, like, hey, this is the one thing that we care about this week. And anybody that that disagrees that we need to go in there and shoot Putin directly in the face is being called like a Russian apologist. As Shane points out in the comments, Joy Bayer from The View was very disappointed about her potential vacation to Italy. So I don't know. This just it reeks of so far. Everybody, Trudeau and Biden, I think, have both said they have no intentions of sending soldiers, no boots on the ground. I hope that's true, but I'm not going to hold my breath. I suspect that that's where this is headed. So anyway, the whole thing just seemed weird. And there's also the propaganda that I alluded to. So there's all these stories coming out that, again, I want to clarify. It seems to be so far, even there's a lot of nefarious stuff that seems to be going on behind the scenes here that isn't talked about. So far, I'm not saying there's nothing that is saying that Russia is justified in this or that the Ukrainians are the bad guys, but the stories that are framing Ukraine as like these scrappy underdogs, which they are, I mean, too, like it seems like one step past, like in World War II, like Marvel coming out with Captain America and having him punch Hitler in the face. Like the stories about like the president of what's his name, Zelensky of Ukraine, and like the various Ukrainian people, it seems like one notch dialed back from straight up like Captain America punching Hitler in the face. Yeah, there was you guys can look this up. There was talks of this amazing Ukrainian fighter pilot that's doing all sorts of crazy Top Gun stuff and is shooting down Russian fighter jets left and right. And turns out that the footage was from a video game from 2013. I mean, it looks like cell phone footage. I'm not sure exactly how that came from a video game, but that's what people are saying. So the ghost of Kyiv, we're supposed to say now all of a sudden. So that was nonsense. I haven't had a chance to take a deep dive into this, but there's apparently some picture of like some like hardcore Ukrainian lady with like a sniper rifle that's been making its way around the internet, which again, this accusation bears almost no weight to it because the term has been so diluted. But I haven't looked at it myself. I assume it is true because people that I trust are saying it, but take it with a grain of salt. Apparently sniper lady is a straight up Nazi, like self-identified, likes Hitler kind of thing, and she has like her own YouTube channel where she makes no secret of her distaste for various protected classes. So that's a fun little aside. And Yeah, there was the video going around of the Ukrainian Snake Island, which sounds like, you know, somebody in a Hollywood thing came up with. There's the video in this, and it's subtitled, so we're taking our word for it. But apparently, a big Russian warship rolled up on Snake Island, and these brave Ukrainians told them to fuck off. Which is cool, and I'm on board with, you know, if a Russian warship pulls up to my house, I'm gonna say some F words, probably. But it was kind of being framed as this heroic last thing, and then they were all killed. That turns out to... I haven't heard anything saying that the footage that they didn't tell the warship to fuck off. But apparently this was shortly before everybody surrendered, and they're all okay, as far as I know. So there's also a picture of Zelensky in like his army fatigues, like out, and it looks like he's kind of on the front lines. That was being shared around. Turns out that exact picture was from like an article from like April last year. Which doesn't mean that he's not doing anything. Compared to Trudeau that pretends that he gets COVID and goes into hiding when the trucker convoy rolls into to Ottawa, the Zelensky guy seems to be more in there, but I can't tell if this guy is what his deal is. I haven't really found any dirt on him on the internet aside from, you know, everybody knows the story. Shane's throwing in his basic information that everybody has. Zelensky was in he was on a TV show where he was a comedian that somehow became the president of the country that was being invaded. And I think shortly after this TV show, he kind of piggybacked on that and got elected for real. Now, you said it. So anyway, it seems like there's like this real myth-making thing going on with this guy. So not sure how much he's actually in the front lines doing stuff and how much of it is a trained actor doing photo ops for propaganda purposes. Propaganda doesn't always mean that it's a lie. It just means they've got a certain narrative that's being pushed out. So there's also lots of talk that, like, Ukraine has Russia on the ropes constantly, which maybe, but they're a much smaller country, so it seems unlikely. I've also heard the argument that maybe Putin is just sending in his old junky equipment and stuff that he just wants to get, instead of taking it to the landfill, I guess he's going to use it to invade Ukraine and bust it up. Ukraine seems to have a much bigger military than the Ukraine, so I find it hard to believe that Ukraine has them on the ropes, but who knows. So all of this stuff is coming out. Much of it has turned out to be complete fabrications, maybe with good intentions, but still straight up war propaganda. And I don't know why. I know people are gobbling it up because, you know, they like the story of the scrappy underdog standing up to the you know, the oppressive outside force that's taking over their country. It's a cool story, and I'm sure there's some truth to it, but I also know that there is a lot of it that's made up. Again, I don't know by who or for what reason. If I'm gonna speculate about something, my guess is that all of this propaganda is being pushed to get North American citizens on the side of Ukraine, which is 100% working. There's lots of most people are on board. 99% of people, I'm sure, are Team Ukraine all the way. My guess is that this is being drummed up so that when the tides turn and Russia is successful in what they're doing, then it comes time, like, oh, well, we tried to take care of ourselves, so we need some American soldiers on the ground. And that's a little bit of an easier sell than if you just go in guns blazing right out the gate. If you want to set that up, it makes sense that you set them up as a, no, these guys got it. But then, oh, well, it turns out that the scrappy underdogs are on the ropes, so we really need to go in and do something. That's my guess. And, yeah, I don't know. A lot of it just seems to be to, all directions are pointing to this thing escalating and getting worse and worse and worse. And, there's Lindsey Graham, I think he's some American politician. He's just on Twitter openly calling for Putin to be assassinated, which, again, Putin's not a good guy, but, you know, maybe we could try some diplomacy before we go straight to murder. That would be a good tact to take. I don't know. I just feel like the most important thing is to not have anybody shoot a nuclear weapon at each other. That seems like it should be top priority, but that doesn't seem to be the case. And that's what I'm most worried about, that all of this is heading down that path. And I mean, they're talking about, well, they're not just talking about it, they're doing it. So all the sanctions on Russia, first off, I don't know what we should be doing instead. My default is stay out of it. Particularly, I mean, the U.S. doesn't have a good track record with these kind of interventions. Generally, how it goes is the U.S. picks a side in some conflict and they pour a bunch of money and weapons into it so that they get the outcome that they want. And then these very same people that they threw resources at end up being bad guys in a future conflict, and then we need to fight them. That seems to be how things go with U.S. Interventions in things, and there is a lot of interventions that have been going on with Ukraine since the Soviet Union fell, which I'll talk about in a bit. So the situation that we're in was created largely by a lot of past mucking around in other people's business. So I get the argument of, like, well, you broke it, so you're responsible for it, but at a certain point, North America, mostly the Americans, need to stop poking around in other people's business. And as a Canadian, our foreign policy seems to be just to hop on whatever bandwagon with our meager resources along with the U.S. So anyway, whatever, if the U.S. gets embroiled in this whole thing, then we will too. So, but all of these, the sanctions and cutting off bank accounts in Russia and all these, and, you know, the liquor stores not selling Russian products, it's the stuff that I've read says that this is supposed to specifically target, like, Putin and the oligarchs that run the show. I don't understand how that could possibly be true. What it seems to be is that everybody is forgetting that there are human beings that live in both countries. There are a lot of Russians and there are a lot of Ukrainians that are being harmed by this whole thing, and they're not on board with it. But when our kind of armchair quarterbacks on Facebook chime in, this seems to be like just this weird, you know, team-based football thing. Like, it's not Putin versus Zelensky. Both of those guys are just directing a lot of other people that are going to die over this fight. And the adding the sanctions and stuff, I think the theory is that somehow if you mess with the people in Russia, then that will make them mad at Putin and maybe they'll overthrow him or something. I don't know what's going on. But what the reality is that a lot of people live in Russia were probably not doing great a month ago, and add in a bunch of sanctions and not being able to have bank accounts or be like my dear wife May is familiar with some doll selling people that are Russians that just can't. I'm in a Kickstarter for a card game, and they're apparently, I mean, they can't receive any money from the Russian people that back this stuff. They can't even issue refunds to them, so they're just kind of waiting to see what happens. Not that, you know, not getting your nerdy Kickstarter card game is the most important thing. But all of these sanctions and stuff is probably going to starve a lot of Russian people, or worse. It's creating more costs for us. Our gas prices are going to keep going way up. So I'm just wondering, like, all of this meddling, again, yes, it's bad. Russia shouldn't be invading Ukraine. But is it worth further messing with all of the people in both countries? And also, is it worth us spending whatever it is that we're spending, pouring money and guns and stuff? Humanitarian aid is a whole different thing. I donated to, what is it? Guy that I follow was doing a fundraiser. WCK.org, I think, is the website. I forget what that stands for. Something like World Kitchen or something. It's raising money to, you know, feed people fleeing from the war in Ukraine. And I'm on board with, you know, facilitating the process of us taking refugees in for anybody that wants to flee that situation. I'm on board with it, but a lot of the stuff that we're doing is hurting a lot of innocent people that are not directly involved in any of this, so I'm not thrilled about it. But before we get into to the history of it, let's play something off of that new KRS-One album. I don't know what track. Shane, do you got a request for a particular song? You've got 5 seconds to pick one. I don't know any of these. Let me just go based on titles. Something that I can fit in. Achieving the level. Knock 'em out. Knock 'em out seems like I am an MC, you are one too. Okay, I know what the album is, Shane. I was looking for a song. Oh wait, no. I am, all right. Let's play I am AMC, are you one too? I don't know what that means. I am MC, are you one too? All right. That is the title track from the new KRS-One album. Let's hear that.
MC, are you one too? You spell it out as each letter I said to you. I am a MC, are you one too? That's the title of the project that I'm sending to you. It's a message to MCs that whatever you do, keep your skills tight, the future is depending on you. Never spit for only money or what they handing to you. Spit for the people, try to predict what your man gonna do. Get hungry on them, look at rappers with a cannibal view. I roll with an animal crew and we battle the few. But these days I'm spitting in the party after it's through. Cypher style, getting it in with a spectacular view. You ain't attacking the crew, in fact we clapping at you. I wish they would so I could snap these rappers in two. I'll be rapping from the south up to Kalamazoo, smacking rappers around like the tennis rackets they do. I'll be spitting what's legitimate, factual, actual and true. Put the mic down for another sound I'm not gonna do. I was there in the beginning, I'll be there when it's through. I am a MC, are you one too? I am a MC, are you one too? If you got a chance to spit it, what you gonna do? I'm too hot to handle, too hot for fans too. When I spit my MC like they say, we cram to understand you. I stay hot like the Sudan do. Open your mind, I plan to. With real knowledge, nothing you can't do. Knowledge reigns supreme on these fakers I trample. Show up at the spot while they mumble and ramble. Pull out the wax, burn these rappers down like a candle. Watching them scramble, this is just a little example. The street teacher type, at the peak of hype, the leader type, the street preacher type, culture keeper, divine speaker type, truth seeker type, deeper type, seeking freedom type, the Inca type, KRS-One, that's what he is like, making sure the family eating right while we seeking light. Real skill, when I squeeze the mic, you gonna see tonight, 146 in Broadway, that's the throwback, Broadway RT-86, that's where the show's at. Jump on the mic with no skill, you get your nose cracked. Me, I was drilling them, killing them, man, you know that. All across 110th Street, Bobby Womack. Young and saying, that's the OG, that's that old cat. That's the teacher speaking that new rap and old rap. I'm giving you your heritage back, young and old lad. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I am AMC. Are you one too? I like the sound of it. Only a few heads ever come around this shit. No getting around this shit, I'm pounding it. When I add rock, I get so beastie, boy. I start growling spit. You drowning in it. My flow is like the OG Kush. You loving every ounce that you get. I made it out of the pit. No glam and no glit. This may be Run's house, but I'm the handyman pulling hammers real quick. You can't touch this with a hand or a grip. Rappers avoiding the smoke like a cigarette after it's lit. I spit the tactical, mathematical, actual shit. After I spit, it's a grip I'm about to go get. Got skills? You a rapper? This the question for you. I am AMC. Are you one too? Turn to your friends. If they spit it, ask them too. I am AMC. Are you one too? Hold up. I'm going to go.
I am AMC, Are You One Too? By KRS-One. Shane apologizes. The Levels one was a better song, apparently. That was a good one. So if there's even better songs on that album, then yeah, you should. Well, let's take a skim through. This is what we could have played.
Okay, I see how you're doing it.
I judge my pen when I sentence it. I-C-K-E-T. The mic.
Not bad. I think I made the right choice, though. So anyway, talking about Russia and Ukraine. So the latest, from what I can tell, they have been making some negotiations with Ukraine. Apparently, they had their third round today. So currently, Russia's demands, they're saying that we can get right out of here. First off, they want Ukraine to change their constitution to guarantee that it won't join any of these blocs, which would be stuff like NATO or the European Union. Number two, Ukraine needs to recognize Crimea as part of Russia. And number three, they must recognize the eastern separatist regions of Ukraine as independent. So that would be Donetsk. And Lugansk. I don't know how to pronounce these things right. So, I mean, first off, the first one, they don't want Ukraine to join NATO or the European Union. That seems to be, in my research, that seems to be the important thing. So, we've only got a couple minutes, so not to get too deep into it, but basically, when the Soviet Union collapsed in 91 or 92 or something like that, part of the deal with them withdrawing troops and kind of basically giving up on the Cold War was they were promised by the US that NATO would not move, like, I had the quote somewhere, that they would not move like one inch east or something like that. So the Secretary of State at the time, I forget his name, that NATO would not move one inch eastward. So I do have a helpful image here that we can pull up. Hang on, where it is? All right, so let's move over here. So this is just an idea of, like, so Russia's this, if you're not seeing the video, then that's your problem. So Russia's over here on the east. So these darker blue countries from 1949, those were kind of the OG original NATO countries. The US and Canada are not showing on this map. And then basically, like, and then the lighter blue stuff seems to be added. So NATO kind of starts out over here. And then, like, starting in, well, there is a little bit of extra stuff in, like, 52 to 82. I'm not sure the history there. But 99 seems to be when things started to get crazy. These kind of, they start moving NATO closer and closer and closer and closer to Russia. And it seems to me the last straw is Ukraine. So basically, like, the Cuban Missile Crisis happened because the Russians had, like, nukes and a military base set up in Cuba. This NATO thing basically means that anybody messes with any of these countries, you're automatically in a war with the U.S. So that, as that keeps creeping closer and closer and closer to Russia, I can see why they are a little bit antsy about that. So, I mean, I don't know how big of an ask it is for them to promise that they won't join that stuff. The European Union, I'm not entirely sure what the story is with that. NATO, I've got a little bit more of a grasp on. So, that seems to be, I don't know. I understand why Russia would want that. I don't know how big of a deal it would be. So, the second one, recognizing Crimea as part of Russia, that seems like an obvious one. From what I can tell, the people in Crimea want to be part of Russia. They've had election. They had a referendum, which has been denounced by everybody. But from what I can tell, that's largely a Russian population that wants to be part of Russia. And then the third one, the recognizing those eastern separatist regions as independent. So that's those two regions, they also had elections. Those people are largely Russian. They're right on the Russian border. They want to be part of Russia. I think they voted to become part of Russia many years ago, I think in like 2014, and Russia just didn't want them for some reason. I'm not sure why all of a sudden he does now. But anyway, I've got hardly any time to talk about this. So the main thing seems to be that NATO is kind of creeping and boxing in Russia. And Ukraine in particular, Putin has been very clear for like many, 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 many years that like Ukraine is an important tipping point for this whole thing. And that they're not going to be happy if they get moved in on. But anyway, the bigger thing that I don't have time to talk about, look into the Maidan, M-A-I-D-A-N revolution from 2014 in Ukraine. Seems to be, from what the short version of it is, Ukraine elected a president that was kind of friendly with Russia. And Ukraine asked for a loan from the European Union, and Russia offered them a better deal that he was going to take, and the Americans didn't like that. So basically, there was a little bit of what happened in 2014 in Ukraine seems to be what people were arguing was going on with the trucker convoy, Nazis and all. So that's something to look into. Basically, from what I understand, the U.S. poured a bunch of money and resources into literal neo-Nazi groups, among others, to basically overthrow the Russian-friendly Ukrainian government so that a more U.S.-friendly version of that could be installed. And the U.S. has a weird relationship with Russia that goes back. As you'll recall, Donald Trump was nearly impeached over holding up an arms deal to Ukraine. But anyway, look into that. 2014 Ukraine seems to be where this really went off. And anyway, not need more time to talk about this. Please, please do not escalate. We don't want nuclear war. That's it for St. John Forward Radio. Thank you for listening. Look into the 2014 Maidan revolution in Ukraine.
Well, what would you...
No, that's the wrong. We want this one. Thank you.